KA3JCA, KO4WWZ. KA3JCA, KO4WWZ. Negative contact, next station. KO4NUE, KO4WWZ. KO4NUE, KO4WWZ. No contact, KO4WWZ, monitor.
KO4WWZ, KO4PXB.
KO4TXB, KO4WWZ. Good afternoon, Lloyd.
Hey, sir, how are you?
I'm doing quite all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Due to the fact that my vacation started last Friday, so I'm definitely at home relaxing till the third of next year.
Vacation sounds really nice. You just doing a little staycation?
I'm just hanging around the house, doing repairs around the house, and doing what I need to do, and just definitely relaxing.
Awesome, that sounds fantastic.
Glad you're hanging up.
I hadn't heard from you in a while. I just wanted to hop on.
I was wondering why.
See if I could talk to somebody. I'm studying for my general right now, so hopefully soon I'll be able to get up on the HS.
Yeah, when I asked about you earlier from KO4NUE, they mentioned that you were on a different shift. So, yeah, I got my general. So I just need to be able to get a system and be able to talk on HS.
Roger, Roger. I heard most of that. I didn't get some of it, but I'm also using Echo Link right now, so that may be part of why. Echo Link seems to have kind of a delay for some reason.
I repeat that I got my general last week, and so now I just need to be able to save up money or just find a system and an antenna to be able to talk on HF.
Oh, congratulations on the upgrade. I'm proud of you. That sounds really good. I'm not an expert, but I'm thinking maybe you should go the route with a Jazzy 991A or Icon 7300. Those are good HF reads. Jazzy's all-band radio. 7300 is strictly HF, but I've been looking at the two of them, and it seems like the 7300 is a better radio for HF, because you have a bigger screen, you can view the waterfall display, and a lot of people are saying it's a good contesting rig.
I googled the same information yesterday, and put in there the Icon 7300, or pretty much the Icon radio systems compared to the 911 and it did come back that the Icon 7300 did beat out the 991, even though they pretty much both do the same thing.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I'm trying to save up some money. To be honest with you, I think I'm going to go the route of the 991 strictly because it's technically a shack in the box, and I can just have one radio that does everything. I don't need to buy 20 different radios to do different stuff. The only other part is just finding a good antenna for it.
Yep, that is definitely true, and it all depends on where you live at. If you live in an HOA area or you don't have a lot of space, then they talk about doing a flagpole antenna and just different types of antennas that definitely work well. You just got to definitely find one that works well with the pretty much the money that you have and the space that you have.
Roger, roger. I think what I'm going to do is I saw an antenna on Amazon. It's a portable antenna. It comes with like a stand and everything. And what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to make my station portable. And I'm going to carry that antenna and the 9918 around with me. And if I'm on a job site and, you know, there ain't nothing really big going on where we can just kind of pay attention and sort of chill, I might break that radio out, set up a small solar panel and a lead acid battery, and just go at it until my heart's content. That works in so many stations. I love it.
Definitely one thing I'm going to work on myself is make a little battery box that I can turn around once it, and not necessarily for radios, but it'll have USB chargers on it, and it'll have little emergency lights around the side of it, and it'll definitely do different functions.
Roger, roger. Hey, if you're interested, I can possibly send you some pictures of a solar panel and battery I bought from Harbor Freight for a little over $200. I can go on PRZ and get your information if you want to know about it.
Alright, you'll have to send that again. You broke up there a little bit. It was something about a battery from Harbor Freight.
Roger, roger, KO4WWC for station ID. I was telling you that if you want me to, I can log on to QRZ and get your email. I bought a solar panel and a battery pack from Harbor Freight for almost $200. And it's a 100-watt solar panel. It comes with everything you need. You have to buy the battery separate, but the solar panel itself comes with a controller, some lights. You could hook up probably your radio and maybe a couple of lights to this thing, and it would power all night long. I haven't put it to use yet, but once I get my license upgraded and get a rig, I'm thinking, you know, maybe next time the club has a field day, I'll probably bring it out and try and maybe get it set up.
Are you just going through radio?
Yep, very cool. Yeah, it's KO4PXB for ID. What's your level of license now?
Currently, I'm a technician.
If you're looking to get your general, the best thing to do is go on YouTube and type in the information for the general chapters for the to upgrade your license, and go to that Gary and watch all the videos, and then get on the ARRL and log in, and you can take the test and stuff like that. Until you're familiar with it, then go take the test.
Roger, roger. I have been watching Gary's videos. However, I'll have to get me a new general study manual, because I took it out to me with me on the job site one time, and for some reason, somebody decided to steal it. No one from the company that area we was in. I left it sitting in a bag on the bench off the road. By the time I turned around, somebody had picked it up.
That's one thing that just irritates me, the people that steal from me. That's two things I definitely can't stand, is a thief and a liar.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. It stinks. It really does. I don't know what somebody off the street's gonna do with a ham radio study guide for a general class license. They can't get their general guide to start with their technician. Oh well, it happens. We all learn.
And the odd thing is, people steal stuff just for stupid reasons. They necessarily don't need it. They just do it because.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of people breaking car windows to steal 25 cents to take a pin. I mean, over the weirdest stuff, people would break a car window. It's weird and actually kind of stupid, but, you know. Whatever their reason is, they have it, I guess. Although there is no good reason to steal from anybody.
True, because within reason, if I have it and you need it, just ask me.
Yes, sir, I agree. Now, the one thing that was in that bag that I couldn't blame them for taking was a hoodie. And it was actually one of my favorite hoodies. It used to be a hoodie from my old high school. And I was mad that I couldn't help but be understanding because it is kind of cold this time of year, so I don't blame them for that one, but, you know, everybody has to stay in somehow.
Yep. The biggest thing that anyone is upset about, you can take the food and something for their family to maintain and support their family, and that's where definitely most people get irritated about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, what's on the agenda for you today, Lloyd? I had not heard you in a while. It's been a long time. What you got planned for the rest of this vacation?
Today I ordered parts to fix the deflector for the mulcher on my lawnmower, and I'm going to Home Depot or Lowe's to get some patching kits for some of the wall stuff that the kids were being a little bit too rough and knocked a little bit of holes in the wall. I'm going to fix those. And I got to move some furniture around in one of the other rooms for a company coming shortly after Christmas. So that, other than that, I'm definitely going to relax to what I can.
Well, it sounds like you got a plan, so that's a good thing. Always stay busy. Are you familiar at all with RT Systems?
Am I familiar with RT Systems?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've ordered stuff from RT Systems before. I ordered the CD and the cable for the this Anytone radio, and I've got stuff for the software and some other information from the RT system.
Roger that. Well, I recently came into a Kenwood dual band radio, and it takes the RT systems cable, so I'm thinking about buying that. I'm still with the traffic control company. We're out here on my Happy Drive in Greenville. We're just pretty much hanging out, keeping an eye out for the gas line company. Luckily, it's a very low traffic road, so we can kind of just, you know, sit down and chill out. If the gas line needs us to do something, we get out and we do it. Other than that, we just stay out of their way and make sure nobody gets hurt.
That's definitely a good thing. Definitely don't let yourself or anybody else get hurt. Are they closed some point in time during Christmas? And not sure what they're actually going to do during the bad weather that may be coming.
Well, if it does snow, and for some reason we get a few inches, The most likely outcome will be that they cancel all jobs and they tell us to just stay home and stay safe and stay warm and have a good Christmas holiday. As for closing, I'm thinking we have Monday off for Christmas and then Monday off for New Year's. Yeah, something like that. And then this, the rest of this week, I think most of our clients are going to be pretty chill, and they'll have us out here all day, but they probably may not be doing anything too big, just because it's so close to Christmas. They may not be doing really big jobs, if you know what I mean.
Fact that there's definitely going to be more traffic out there, and it's harder to control that when there's a lot of traffic out there, and people definitely want time off too.
That's okay. We have aeroplanes for a reason.
Yep, definitely good. And I definitely want to, and am going to use the process of what I've learned from getting a general, but I'm also looking at the videos to get my extra, but definitely want to get the idea of all the stuff that you learn from your general and put that in practice and then work on my extra.
Yes, sir. You learn as you go. That's one of the things about ham radio I like. You can learn a lot of new skills that you can apply to pretty much anything in life, and you get to do it while meeting new people. There's not many hobbies that allow you to do that. That's why ham radio is the best hobby in the world. And a lot of people think that ham radio doesn't exist anymore. They're wrong.
Yeah, just like with anything else, with the ham radio, you got to be very careful, because if you're not careful, you get the FWR too high, and with the get things out of whack with the radio, then it could be a very expensive hobby by letting the magic smoke out of a radio.
Yes, sir. I like what AK4HR said Saturday night at the end of the night. He says, keep that magical RS smoke inside the radio and have a Merry Christmas.
Letting the magic smoke out of things is never good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not good at all.
Yeah, hopefully you're somewhat definitely prepared for the impending weather that may be coming.
You still in here, Lloyd? KO4TXB. KO4WWZ. Alrighty, Lloyd. I'm gonna sit back and monitor for a little bit, see if anybody else comes on. I hadn't heard from Richard or Patrick or anybody yet, so I just wanted to see if maybe they'd hop on in a few minutes or something. I hold back at you, Sam. 73s, and I'll be monitoring on this one. KO4WWZ. Back to KO4TXD.
Please be careful, and they may be taking care of honeydews or just relaxing on their time off.